This week's episode of the FitCast is brought to you by TurbulenceTraining.com and also Greens Plus.
I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And I'm John Williams.
And with us this week, we have a special guest, Lou Schuler.
Dr. John Berardi.
One-on-one with Craig Ballantyne.
One-on-one interview with Bill Hartman.
And I'm Eric Cressy.
Can't forget our shakes this week.
It's a hell of a super shake.
Yeah, let's start off with this week's news. Need any updates for the FitCast to get the show notes with all the links for the show, just go to thefitcast.com for all your FitCast needs. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the FitCast, FitCast episode number 22. I'm Kevin Larrabee.
And hey, I'm back. It's John Williams here with you again. How long has it been, Kevin?
Oh, we haven't. I don't think we've talked on Skype for over a month.
Yeah, at least. I mean, hell, we recorded like 3 episodes in a row around, what was it, like mid-August?
Yeah, and it's October 1st.
Yeah, it's crazy. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah, you've been pretty busy.
Spinach will kill you. Yeah, I've been busy too.
Well, yeah, you didn't have any spinach, did you?
No, I didn't, thank God. That would complicate matters. But yeah, I mean, if I'm slurring my speech today or sound off, it's just because I've been hella busy lately. I've had a lot of archaeology work, my real job sort of work to do. So it's a little sleep and lots of planning, and it'll be good times. So lots of hiking up in the mountains. That's always a bonus.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So everything's good over in Denver. Everything's good with Macy, all right?
Yeah, Macy's doing good. As always. She's going through her second shedding period.
Ooh, fun.
It's like... Looks like it snows in the house with her hair, but but yeah, she's doing well. And the weather started getting pretty bad. It seemed like winter hit early in Denver, but it's warmed up this week a little bit, thankfully, so I can get up and do my surveys in the mountains. And after that, I can snow all at once because I'm ready for the snowboarding season.
Yeah, I've been I talked to you a little bit about that, saying that would guarantee you that I'd try snowboarding, and I'm going to do that sometime this winter because I have no excuse not to now.
But, cool. I'm trying to get all my friends to join me at least once on the slopes this year. So if you can ever make it up to Denver during the winter, we can definitely head up to Breckenridge or backcountry somewhere. That'd be nice.
We'll see what we can do. I mean, there's always that 1 year anniversary, so.
That's right.
But we're not even halfway there, so why are we talking about it?
Yeah.
Before we go any further, I just wanted to bring up something that popped into my head. For those of you that don't know, I was at Ryan Lee's boot camp over the past week, and I actually just got back less than an hour ago from there. And I saw these shoes that a lot of the people that were there had on. They're called Nike Freeze, like F-R-E-E. Have you heard of them? They're just shoes where they're very flexible, so it's like walking barefoot, basically.
Nice.
And
lift weights in these, or they just sort of wear them like slippers?
Yeah, you lift weights in them. It's like a running shoe.
Nice.
But you can basically fold it in half. Like it's that flimsy, but everyone was wearing them, and even Mike Boyle had them on, Craig Ballantyne, Mike Robertson all had them on, so they must be doing something. And they were even talking, I was going to go into this later, but Mike Boyle was there, and a woman came up to him, and she's been having like these leg problems, these pains that just go up from her feet all the way up to her knees and even upper thigh. And he was saying like she was wearing orthopedics and those weren't helping. He told her to try out these shoes. So I'm guessing there's some kind of magical shoe.
Nice. And I'll have to give those a look. You know, my shoe of choice in the gym has always been skateboarding shoes. Mm-hmm. People probably laugh, but they have these flat soles.
Yeah.
And you know, a big thick tongue on them, so if you drop a 5-pound weight on your foot, it's not going to kill you. So people always give me funny looks, but man, wearing a pair of Vans in a gym actually helps out with your squats.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about getting a pair of Converses after all this discussion.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been doing something wrong, but and getting rid of those Nike Plus shoes that everyone's been telling me to throw away, that they're crap and they're horrible for your legs, and I just spent $100 on them, so I'm going to have to suffer for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But anyways, let's jump into the FitCast news really quickly. Greens Plus is back at a sponsor. Okay, there was a little bit of controversy here if you were at the LA seminar. Or I talked a little bit about this on the show, that Greens Plus dropped their sponsorship for a number of reasons. But it ended, I ended up getting a call from the vice president of Greens Plus, and he was just saying he's sorry, and that the woman that I was actually conversing with back and forth left the company. So he is sending out a check, and he is continuing the sponsorship, and he enjoys the show, and he's actually listened to an episode of the show, which is really cool. It's nice to see that the sponsors are listening to the show. And
nice. Well, that's good news.
Yeah, and as always, Craig Ballantyne and Turbulence Training are with the show as well. I got to meet him over the past weekend, but we'll get into that later. Next up, the newsletter. I know these newsletters haven't been coming out every week, but I will be having a regular schedule of newsletters, and if you got the most recent one, number 14, you'll know I talked about some big announcements. Those, I don't know if I'm ready to share with everyone yet, but I'll give you a guess, or I'll give you one of them. The first off is the website's being totally redesigned. It's going to be redone from scratch, so we can do video on the website, so you don't have to go to Google Video's own site. We can embed Google Video on our site.
Ah, that'd be awesome.
So a whole new look and feel, and you'll be able to have more content, but the articles will still be there, or they might not be. There's been some talk, at least I talked with a ton of people at Ryan Lee's boot camp, some people that listen to the show, and actually just a shout out to everyone in both LA and Ryan Lee's boot camp. Just thanks for coming up and actually introducing yourselves. I think I met over 15 people in LA and about 20 at Ryan Lee's boot camp that just say they love the show. So that's really great to actually hear back from actual listeners of the Fitcast. And they gave me some criticism, which I liked as well. A lot of people actually came up to me and asked, what happened to the FitcastMag.com? Like, seriously, like, we still have the articles on the FitCast.com, but they really actually liked having two different websites for the articles and for the website, and they wanted to have more articles regularly, and I've actually talked with a couple people at Ryan Lee's Bootcamp who are actually going to be providing articles in the future, so that's not going to be a problem. But I want to know what everyone out there thinks about having the FitCastMag.com as the official website for all articles that are associated with the FitCast, whether they're articles from me, Eric Cressy, Craig Ballantyne. We're going to be getting some more stuff from him. And also continuing with the Husband Project, getting some more articles from yet-to-be-named people, one of them being Keith Scott, who some of you might know from the JP Fitness forums. He's been basically in the industry teaching and also working at gyms for the last almost 20 years. I don't want to say he's old, but he looks great. And it was actually great to meet him at Ryan Lee's boot camp. And also Jimmy Smith, who I met at the boot camp, who is an up-and-comer. I'm telling you, this kid knows his stuff. He was talking with Cassandra Forsyth, and they were checking out the analysis of her body, because she has some problems with her body, some soreness, and he and Mike Robinson just went full body analysis on her, and was just saying, oh, this is out of place, this is out of place, and things like that. So he definitely knows his stuff, and we're going to be getting some articles from him, and trust me, you're going to be liking the things that he writes. He's got a ton of ideas and a lot of things to look out for, but just keep that in mind. And also, there's another big announcement that I'm still not ready to share, but we will hopefully talk about it within a month or two, maybe. To keep a lookout for it. I haven't even told John.
Yeah, even I'm out of the loop on this one, so I'll be looking forward to getting the news.
I'm keeping it quiet for now. And John, stop clicking your pen.
Yeah, all right. Actually, this is my
knife?
My fingernail clippers this time.
I forgot to warn John to clear off his desk if anything but the computer.
I'm going to have to start doing the podcast with gloves on.
Yeah, seriously. Or just tape the hands. Yeah, tape the hands. But anyways, we'll just keep moving along. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you out there, John, but...
Oh, no, absolutely. Whenever I make a noise, please call me on it, because I usually am pretty annoying when it comes to tapping on things. I used to be a drummer, so that's what I blame it on.
That's fair. Also,
but yeah, Kevin, you've been sort of globetrotting. You've just been busy as hell lately, going to all these LA seminars and boot camps. So what do you have in store for us in terms of video segments and audio? I know you've put up some Dan John audio, which is awesome. But,
Yeah, I forgot to mention that for anyone, because we didn't mention it last week. The audio from Dan John's presentations are up on the fitcast.com. It was 2 hours long, and he also gave me the text handout from the presentation. So it's just like being there, but you just don't get to look at Dan himself. And people have really caught on. I mean, on T-Nation, it kind of blew up. We already got about 500 downloads of each part, which, I mean, by all means, thank you to Dan John for letting us post that content for him and letting everyone else really get his message, and it's a powerful one that everyone should really hear. But other than that, I do have some... I have a ton of video from Ryan Lee's boot camp. I did about 12 or 15 interviews with the kind of a format of the Fitcast 4, where I asked each guest four questions. And we had guys on there like Craig Ballantyne, Mike Robinson, Brian Grasso. Who else did we have? We had Ryan Lee himself. Also, we had a bunch of other attendees that were able to jump on, a couple of the presenters with some really cool training techniques. So those will all be coming up in the near future. Like I said, they're about an hour long, which is cut up into 15 pieces, but I'll probably throw it all together into two parts, so you're not overwhelmed with video at the time.
Very cool.
But yeah, we have some more video stuff, and also a Dan John, 1 hour of Dan John Olympic lifting session, which I did in LA, where he showed us how to do some Olympic lifts, like correct form for deadlifts, how to improve your squat. And I'm telling you, if you have problems squatting, you're going to need to see this video. And I was able to almost touch my ass to the ground. That's how good it was. And I was never able to go beyond 90 degrees.
That's awesome. I mean, most people charge for this stuff, but it's all free on the Fitcast.
Yeah, and again, huge thanks to Dan for letting us put it out there. He's been phenomenal. He's just a great guy, and you know that from listening to episode 20, I think it was, that he was on. And if you met him in person, you know that as well. So, but moving on, I just wanted to mention, don't forget that we have a Fitcast store where you can get things like Craig Ballantyne's Turbulence Training. You can get Precision Nutrition and Gourmet Nutrition. And just make sure to check those out if you're thinking about making purchases of either of those products, because it helps us out at the Fitcast every time you place an order through the Fitcast store. So if you're ever thinking about checking out Turbulence Training, which we highly recommend that you do, or at least I do. I know from personal experience that Turbulence Training does kick ass. So make sure to check those out if you have any opportunity to purchase them. Also, Mike Robertson and Bill Hartman are going to be on next week. We're going to do it this weekend, but Mike isn't going to be back home probably till midnight tonight, because he's flying home tonight. So that didn't work out, but talk to Mike, and I have his guarantee, and Bill's on board, and Bill was really busy this weekend too, but we're going to be doing it sometime next weekend, so don't worry about that.
I probably, if it's next weekend, I won't be able to join you on that one, because I'll be in the field from Tuesday to Friday, and then I have a conference to attend in Cortez Friday through Sunday. So I won't be getting back till late Sunday night.
Well, then Hartman and Robinson are going to have to step it up a little bit. Going to have to replace some big shoes.
Yeah. I mean, unless we can record like Monday morning or something like that. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm just giving you guys a heads up.
That's fair. Also, just I wanted to recap Ryan Lee's boot camp a little bit. I'm not going to go in too much detail because I don't want to bore you all and piss off everyone who wasn't able to go, because it really was a great seminar, boot camp, whatever Ryan wants to call it. But I got to meet Craig Ballantyne for the first time, Brian Grasso, Cassandra Forsyth, Mike Boyle. I mean, these are all amazing people, and I think I enjoyed meeting these people more than the actual presentations, because with Allen's, I already saw his presentation in L.A. It was the same presentation, but to be honest, it was just as good as it was in L.A. Also, on Brian Grasso's presentation was amazing on training young athletes, like children and also teenagers, which was really eye-opening, just showing some of the myths and some of the ways that students are getting trained, say, in high school for the football team or the basketball team, and just showing what they're doing wrong. And he also has his own certification now. So that's something you're going to see him in the interview talk about. And also, he's going to be on the show in the future, so you can look forward to that as well. So start thinking of questions. Think of that. Also, just wanted to mention that Mike Boyle's presentation was also amazing. I never met him before, even though he's just in the Boston area. And he does put on a show, and he draws a crowd. It seemed like every time he was sitting outside of the auditorium, people just gravitated toward him. Like this morning, when I went to see the first presentation this morning, there was about 40 people huddled around him, and he was just sitting on a couch talking. Just talking about things, and people just came up and asked questions and listening to the answers and asking more questions. And he was just great about opening up and just saying, if you have any questions, I mean, come to me. And this was the same with everyone. I mean, with Allen as well, because it was great to see Allen again. I mean, he's a character and nothing but fun. And it was a great time. There was some disappointing presentations. Like, I wouldn't want to call it fluff, but I'd rather have the boot camp be like 2 days instead of 3 days and just have it jam-packed with great presenters. Everyone had something to say, and it was different, and it was new, so it wasn't horrible, but I was just kind of confused about why they were training certain ways as well as some of the other people that were attending. But
well, it's awesome though that you've been going to these things. I mean, you've been networking like crazy.
Yeah.
Meeting all these new people and people that we've actually interviewed and never met face-to-face. Now you have a good frame of reference for how they are personally.
Yeah, it was great to meet everyone. I mean, Cassandra Forsyth stayed in my room for 2 nights. It was really cool. No, it's not like, hey. Wasn't like that. We just...
Well, you opened yourself up for that one.
Yeah, I did. But... To be honest, she was great, and
she has a protector anyway. Eric Cressy would.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Don't mess with Cassandra. She's got Eric on her back.
Don't worry. Separate beds. Everyone, keep that in mind. And we also just meeting like Craig Ballantyne, like that was huge because his program was like the first program I ever bought when I was 18 years old. It was the first program I actually paid for, and he's a great guy and. I was able to bounce a ton of ideas off him, and we talked about the show and the future of the show. And, I mean, that's really all I get to say. But everyone there was great. I can't say a bad thing about everyone. Even Ryan Lee was amazing. He saw me taping on the first day. I just set up a camcorder in front of a couch to just grab people when they went by to ask them questions. And he saw what I was doing and said, oh, what are you doing? And I told them that I was just trying to get some of the presenters, some of the people that showed up to see the boot camp. And he said, well, I'll make sure every presenter sits down with you and you can ask them questions. Like,
nice.
That was just awesome. And he even let me take some of his time. And he's a busy man. Like, if you know who Ryan Lee is, he's the guy in the business section of fitness, so... That was just really great, and I'll stop talking about it because I'm probably boring some of you, and I'm probably pissing off some of you that didn't get to it. So I apologize, but just make sure next year sign up early. There was about almost 500 people there this year. Like think about that, 500 people from the fitness industry, and I mean, I just couldn't believe some of the things I saw. It was just a great time, and I'll stop talking about it. Sign up early, and it's worth every penny in the first day.
Well, I'm looking forward to the FitCast content that you have from both the LA seminar and this boot camp. Sounds good.
Yeah, I think it's about – oh, and also to Eric Cressy, he says my picture sucks online, so I'm going to have to change that too.
Which picture?
A picture of me wearing a FitCast T-shirt.
Oh,
sorry. I have to mention one more thing. I got a I gave out like 10 FitCast t-shirts there to a bunch of the guys, and I'm going to be getting pictures like Brian Grasso, and Craig Ballantyne wore his t-shirt there. And did you, John, did you ever see his blog entry about the transformation?
Yeah, I saw that. It was good.
He did that, but with a FitCast t-shirt on, and it looks hilarious.
You mean with this t-shirt on, he took before and after pictures?
Oh, yeah, okay, like cool. He just did like the... Well, if anyone's seen it, or if you haven't seen it, I'll throw a link for it up on the show notes, but he just did this transformation that they do for, like, the articles for Hydroxycut and crap like that, where people are able
to lose... Before and after.
Yeah, before and after. But he didn't even use duct tape, and that's pretty impressive. And hopefully you know what I'm talking about when I say that. But anyways, I digress. Let's go ahead and let's jump into the news. The first story that I have this week is called Physical Education Not Very Physical Anymore, Study Finds. And huge thank you to Dr. Timmer of my Physiology of Exercise class who gave me this article. It's from The Telegraph. And basically it's just stating that students only average about 16 minutes of actual activity for every 45 minutes in gym class. And they even added an extra 200 minutes of physical education a week, and that only resulted in the boys spending about an extra 7.5 more minutes being active in gym class. So they added 200 more minutes after doing 45 minutes five times a week, and they only got an extra 7.5 minutes, which I don't like. John and I were talking about this before the show even started. That kind of boggled our mind how it was even possible. And girls only averaged an additional 8 minutes out of that 200 minutes as well.
So, you know, where's the 193 minutes going that they're not
I don't
actually
know.
Doing any activity?
I honestly don't know. What do you do? I mean, for
you can't
my...
be learning that much about fitness and nutrition during those 193 minutes.
Well, this starts.
I just don't understand it.
It goes back to the second episode we did. Like, this stuff is still popping into the news, and they're not playing fun games anymore. They're not playing dodgeball. They play, like, safe games. You gotta get injured in gym class. It's what it's all about.
It's all about fear.
Damn right. If you're the fat kid in gym class, you gotta be motivated to run your ass off and dodge those balls, even though you have twice the circumference. I'm not trying to be mean here, but I'm just saying that only about 3 minutes of that whole... say it was after, for 60 minutes out of that 45 minutes, only about 3 minutes was actually spent on moderately or vigorous exercise. So,
moderate or vigorous.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I can't wrap my mind around this. It doesn't make any sense to me. So, I guess gym coaches need to get their act in order.
Well, yeah, I mean, who's teaching these kids these days, and what are they teaching them? I'd really be surprised. Like, I'd love if anyone out there who's listening is an actual phys ed teacher and you could tell us your experiences, but I mean, even a couple of years ago when I was in high school, we still did stuff. We still had a stretch. We had a stretch for like 15 minutes before we touched anything. But even after that, we got 20 minutes of good exercise, whether it was like basketball, even something like softball or something like that was at least moving around, in soccer and field hockey. And I was forced to play that. I didn't play that on my own terms. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Should we jump into my stories?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's been in these past 2 months. There's been all kinds of alarming news. I guess spinach can kill you, and muscle milk now gives you brain damage and heart attacks.
I still finished my tub, though.
It's
good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'll still drink muscle milk. But, the spinach everybody is familiar with. And Dave Barr wrote an article for T-Nation about the creatine precursor they put in muscle milk, which has long been known. And I've always been a little suspicious of it. I think I put a post like 4 years ago about it on the men's health forums, saying, why do they put this stuff in there? Because it's not hasn't been proven to be effective, and now it's thought to be potentially dangerous. Dave Barr's article, you know, got a lot of people really scared, and maybe it was a little over the top in terms of its alarmist tone. Mm-hmm. But it all deals with glycosamine, and that's one of the things they put in muscle milk for the creatine precursor. And it has potentially some neurotoxic action, as well as it might be a risk for cardiovascular disease. And Mike Roussel was on our show a few weeks back, and he brought that issue up as well. So it's well known. But there's such minimal amounts in it that you know, as long as you're not drinking it every day, like Mike said, you're probably okay. It's just, to me, my conclusion is, why in the hell are they putting this crap in their muscle milk? Yeah. I love muscle milk, and I'll probably still be using it, but it's just like, it's a red mark. It's a blemish on their reputation in my mind for CytoSport to put this stuff in their products. I mean, it's supposed to be more expensive than creatine. Just put creatine in it.
Yeah.
Why bother these crappy chemicals, you know?
And it's not like they can't do it. I mean, if in the pre-mixed version, they don't put it in, so I don't see why they can't make a formula with it not in there.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, that's the way it goes. Everything that tastes great, it's usually got something bad for you in it.
Oh, and that's spinach, very inspirational.
Yeah. Yeah, the news has been awesome lately, huh? For those of us who drink muscle milk and eat spinach, man, it was just a shocker. And this whole E. coli and spinach thing, I think the official tally is now 187 people got sick in 28 states, 97 of which were hospitalized, and there's one official death. I thought that was an older person. I thought a child died too, but it's not showing up in the news anymore, so maybe that was unrelated. But it was all sort of traced back to this massive whole food sort of farm in California, Natural Selection Foods. It's supposed to be an organic, and it isn't organic, I guess, according to certain rules, but apparently some of their fertilizer they used wasn't fully composted yet, so there's some cattle manure mixed in. I don't know if they're positive on exactly how it happened, but somehow poop got into our spinach and made a bunch of people sick. So you can't even buy spinach on the shelf, but thankfully they pulled everything. Natural Selection Foods recalled everything, and they isolated the tainted spinach on any bags that list the best if used date from August 17th through October 1st. So most of the bags are probably out of the food supply by now, so it should be safe to start eating spinach again. I actually had a huge bag of this stuff from Costco, and it was right before the news hit, and it was one of the suspicious bags with that best if used on it. I had to chuck it. It's one of those, you know, 3-pound bags of spinach. Oh, man. Chucked up your whole fridge. But, you know, it's $3.99 at Costco, so it was okay.
Well, this isn't depressing news for me. This is good news because that means I don't have to eat spinach. I have a reason not to eat spinach.
That's right.
For many people out there, they're agreeing. I know that spinach has great benefits, and if I'll eat it, like, once a week, but I just have to shove it down my throat and drink some soda with it. As bad as that sounds, like, I have to drink diet soda with it, or I'll die. And I haven't even another thing, I haven't even drank diet soda in the last month and a half, which is weird. Really? I usually drink it a lot.
Yeah.
I just stopped buying it.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. Keep it out of your house, out of your pantry. But yeah, I mean, I've been jonesing for it. I haven't had a good omelet in over a month now.
Even frozen spinach has been taken off?
I just haven't bought it. I haven't bought frozen spinach in years, I think. But, you know, I've been using, like, bell peppers and having Denver omelets.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Time for spinach again. But yeah, so there we go. All of this crazy news. But on a lighter note, and here's a good little bit of news from our friend Mike Roussel again. He posted something on the JP Fitness forums about the omega-3 index, and we know a lot of these indices by now, different nutritional indices. This one is pretty helpful in my view. It basically is a measurement of the level of omega-3s, or the percentage of these fatty acids in our red blood cells. And it's sort of just being developed, but at this point it looks like it has a very high level. It's a very high predictor of cardiovascular disease, or risk for cardiovascular disease. In other words, the higher your level of omega-3s in your red blood cells, the lower your chance of getting heart disease are. And you know, you put up a few other links, and I followed one. One is for omegametrics.com, and basically they can mail you kits. And you take a blood sample, you take it to your doctor takes a blood sample, then you mail it back to these folks, and they send you a detailed list of your fatty acid profile. And they'll do an omega-3 blood test for $100 and a full fatty acid profile for $175, which includes the omega-3 index and all the trans fats in your system and all that stuff. Which isn't, you know, it's intriguing for me, but I certainly wouldn't shell out the cash right now unless I thought I was in danger of having a heart attack anytime soon. But hopefully this technology will be developed and it'll be a lot cheaper in the future, or you could even get it done under your insurance, like at Kaiser or whatnot. I think it'd be interesting to get a fatty acid profile done just to see what's in you.
Yeah, that was a really interesting article, and I remember that was like a couple weeks ago. We might be kind of late to the game, but we still included it though, didn't we? So.
Yeah.
And I just...
For sure.
That one thing I wanted to mention, Brian Grasso's certification is called the International Youth Certification Association. International, I'm sorry. And just thought I'd mention that. So if you want to check out his website, it's iyca.org. And it only has about 200 members. And if you're interested in getting certified for youth, he's done a great job with it so far. And I heard him talk about it, and we'll be sure to talk to him about it when he comes on the show as well.
Cool. But
I'm going to throw something in here just since we have some time. And I'm going to ask John, what have you been listening to lately on your iPod at the gym?
Oh, music-wise?
Yeah.
You know, I just created a new gym folder in my iPod, playlist in my iPod. Let me pull it up here, and I will tell you.
Well, we talked about last week, we talked about some music recommendations, and everyone out there, also send me feedback on what you think about us including some music recommendations every week.
Cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. My music tastes are very varied, obviously. I listen to classic and all kinds of stuff, like rock, but for the gym I usually like hard hitting stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff that gets your blood pumping. So right now I've got some Slipknot, some recent music, Slipknot. Deftones, a little bit older. I got some old school stuff like Jesus Lizard, Drive Like Yehu, Failure. They're one of my favorite older bands from the 90s. It's sort of an obscure band, but if anybody out there can find them, they're really influential for later bands to come, sort of alternative grungy bands, but they're awesome. So that's what I have right now. Some of my staples are like Rage Against the Machine for gym music. What do you listen to, Kevin?
I listen to everything. It was funny. I just wanted to mention that Cassandra Forsyth, I asked her the same thing, and she says she listens to Slipknot and some like Korn. She listens to some hardcore shit. For a woman, that's pretty cool. And
that's impressive, yeah.
And I was very interested. For what I've been listening to lately, it's been tough because I've just been bouncing all over the place, but I like the new AFI CD. I know that's kind of like a girl, teeny bopper, like hard rock emo band, but I think their new CD is pretty cool. And it's got some great songs like Miss Murder, so you should definitely check that out. And also, there's one more CD that I've been listening to, and I can't remember. Oh, and I got the new Beck CD, just unrelated. He has a new CD out, and it's pretty good. It's not very gym certified, but I like it. And Beck's kind of weird. That's really about it on my end.
Yeah, yeah. AFI, I like them too. Maybe I'm a teeny bopper at heart, but I think they're. They're good. They're more punk than anything. But.
Well, I guess that pretty much wraps up for this week's show, but I can't forget to thank our sponsors. First off, TurbulenceTraining.com with Craig Ballantyne. TurbulenceTraining.com, boost muscle growth, and blowtorch body fat at TurbulenceTraining.com. I've gotten really good at saying that.
Yeah, you have.
I haven't messed up once. So.
Yeah.
And also, back is Greens Plus. Greens Plus for great health. And a huge thank you to them for jumping back on board. And like we always say, it's a great product, not to be mixed with anything. But or I guess
I don't know. There's some pretty creative recipes out there. I guess it depends on your palate.
Yeah, and Cassandra Forsythe takes a Greens Plus imposter. I just want you all out there to know that. So send her some hate mail. And get her back on the Greens Plus bandwagon.
That's right. No imposters.
I mean, how could you do that? But anyways, for next week's show, we'll have Mike Robinson and Bill Hartman. Seriously, this time, I know I've said that the last 2 weeks, but we have them scheduled to come on, and I won't be traveling next weekend, which is great. I'm actually going to be going home for the weekend, so it should work out very well. It also, I guess that's about it, so
that should do it.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps up for this week's episode of the FitCast. FitCast episode number 22. Don't forget to check out thefitcast.com for all video updates. Subscribe to the newsletter. Please, please put up reviews on iTunes. Subscribe through iTunes and Podcast Alley. That really helps bump us up in the rankings. And I think that's pretty much all I have to say. So I'm Kevin Larrabee.
I'm John Williams.
And let's go get some rest because we've been working way too hard.
That's right.
See you
next time. Take care, guys.
See ya.